Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith, with Kelda Holmes and Mark Denham. Episode 3, Night Moves.
And for me, filetto di trilio fritto all'aceto balsamico. Filetto di trilio fritto all'aceto balsamico.
Prego, signor.
Number 7. Oh. And a bottle of Frascati. That's number 22. Is that okay with you, Faith?
Oh, it's fine. I'm just in the mood for 22.
Good. Now, I think it's time I stayed the night.
What, at my house, you mean?
Yes. Why not?
No, nothing. I just think it's easy to go to your flat.
Easier it might be. But I thought you wanted Hannah and Joe to get used to us as a couple.
Well, I do, Bill, I do. I just feel a bit awkward, that's all.
Sleeping with your boyfriend in the same house as your children?
Quite.
Get rid of them.
That seems a bit excessive.
Well, just for the evening would do. You can arrange that, can't you? They've got lots of friends they could stay with.
Yes, but it seems a bit sneaky.
Thank you, that's fine. For God's sake, stop feeling guilty about enjoying yourself. There's nothing wrong with wanting your children out of the way when you plan a night of passion.
A night?
Well, half an hour or so, with a break for the news. Ah, cheers.
Cheers. Yes, but the whole point is, Bill, for you to get used to family life. Take it as it comes.
And what if it comes barging into the bedroom at an awkward moment?
I've taught them to always knock before entering.
Terrific. That gives you 3 seconds to come up with an explanation for them.
Look, I agree that it's inhibiting having them around. I'd be pretty tense.
I'd get the same feeling as I did when my mum always used to burst in with a cup of tea at the wrong moment when I was snogging on the sofa with my first date.
Snogging? What a disgusting word that is.
We thought it was paradise at the time.
True.
And there is another reason why it would be a good idea if we had the house to ourselves the first time I stay.
You're not planning to seduce me in a wetsuit playing the accordion again, are you?
And they're quite grown up now, Hannah and Joe.
And?
Well, I imagine you've had little talks with them.
You mean about pretending to be doctors and nurses? Rubbing tummies together?
That sort of thing, yes. So they would have some idea that we are not planning to spend the evening reading aloud from Treasure Island.
Well, yes, they would.
Therefore, assuming they have a certain awareness about health education, as we used to call it at school, you will probably feel a bit uncomfortable if they are downstairs watching Dynasty, while we are upstairs...
Dinner watching, Bill. I was married to John. We had to share with my parents for the first few weeks till the flat was ready. I don't think we consummated the marriage until they went to Bournemouth for the weekend.
Well, spending the night at your place is another hurdle to get over.
Such an unfortunate turn of phrase. You know, I used to think there must be another way.
Another way to where?
Well, you look at some couples and you can't imagine them dancing the tango together, never mind creaking the bedsprings.
That's probably what Hannah and Joe think about you and me.
Signor.
Oh, thank you.
Signora.
This isn't filetto di trilio fritto alla aceto balsamico. This isn't filetto di...
He's not from these parts, you know. He said, that isn't filetto di trilio fritto all'aceto balsamico.
It's number 11?
Number 7. I wanted number 7.
Would you be very kind and change it? It's been under a bit of a strain lately.
I'm glad when I finish this cake, then it won't be so tempting.
Hannah?
It's all right, Mum. I'm not ruining my appetite, just my teeth.
No, I wasn't worried about that.
Well, that makes a change.
Hannah, will you be going out tomorrow night?
Why? Do you want me to?
Yes, I do, actually.
How's Bill coming over?
Oh, how perceptive of you.
Okay, I'll go to Caroline's and I'll come back very late.
Well, actually...
It's all right. Caroline's dad will bring me back when he takes the dog out.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Well, what then?
I was wondering whether you needed to come back at all.
You mean you want me to leave home?
Oh, don't be daft, Hannah. I thought you might stay the night at Caroline's.
Why? Oh, is Bill staying the night here?
He might be.
Oh, I see.
What do you mean, oh, I see?
Don't go off your trolley, Mum. It's just a bit of a milestone, isn't it, having him stay in the bosom of the family, so...
I want him to come here more and more often so that you can get used to having him around.
that I won't be here.
Hannah, don't be a pain. You know what I mean.
I'm not sure I do. I am only a child, you know.
Yes, when it suits you.
Well, what about Joe?
Well, I've organised him to go to Stephen's.
Well, I don't know why you bother. He spends all evening locked in his bedroom anyway, replaying highlights from the World Cup.
Yes, but I'd just prefer it if...
We were both out of the way.
No, no. Yes.
Well, I understand, Mum. Romance is a sensitive area. You've got to create the right atmosphere. Joe making crisp and ketchup sandwiches could be a bit off-putting. I can see that.
I was thinking more of you coming out of the bathroom wearing a cucumber face pack, looking like the Beast from 50 Fathoms.
I have to suffer for my looks.
Yes, we all do. Anyway, don't mention this to Joe.
What don't you mention to him?
Ah, that it's fish fingers for tea again.
But you just mentioned it.
Oh, so I have.
You've been talking about me, haven't you?
Don't flatter yourself.
Guess what, Joe? Jill has kindly invited you to stay the night with Stephen tomorrow.
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
I can't stand Stephen. He supports Arsenal.
Well, that's a really sensible reason for disliking someone, I must say.
You don't understand, Hannah. So shut up.
No, shut up, both of you. Joe, you don't really mind staying at Stephen's, do you?
Yes.
But he's your best friend.
Was. I told you, he's an Arsenal supporter. Shouldn't have to explain this to you, Mum.
No, you're right. I've seen Arsenal are rubbish scrawled all over the telephone pad. Well, you'll still have to go.
I won't.
You will. Hannah's going out.
I've just discovered.
And I've got things to do.
Are you doing them here?
Yes. No, not necessarily. Oh, Joe, for goodness sake, just be cooperative. I mean, how often do I actually ask you to do something for me?
Loads of times.
Oh, that's not true. How can I phone up Jill now and say you won't come because Stephen supports Arsenal?
Steve will get the message.
Well, are there any Tottenham supporters who could put you up for the night?
Mum, don't give in to him.
You're right. Joe, you are staying with Stephen and that's that.
There'll be a clash, Mum. That's what happens when you put opposing factions together.
Joe, I fully understand the delicacy of the situation, but I would be grateful if you could make the supreme sacrifice for me.
On one condition.
What?
That you promise not to tell any of the lads that I spent the night in the enemy camp.
I don't believe this.
I do. I do solemnly swear that I will not spill the beans to Jason, Barry, Neil, Craig, John, or...
Gareth.
Or Gareth. Right. Now, get those football boots off the table and let's have tea. Bill, hello.
Hello.
Hannah's just going out, aren't you?
Now, give me a chance, Mum. I know you can't wait to get rid of me.
Nonsense, Hannah. We'd be delighted if you'd join us for the evening.
What?
He's joking, Mum. Can't you tell by the way he's shaking his head? Are those records, Bill?
Yes. I just brought a few albums over to listen to.
Can I have a look?
Sure. You look nice, Faith, apart from the frown.
Thanks, Bill. When I get rid of my daughter, I'll look even nicer.
Lovely Holly. Eddie Cochran.
Giants of the music scene, lives that were tragically cut short. If Buddy Holly had lived, the Beatles would have sat at his feet, not the Maharishi's, and don't you dare ask who the Beatles were.
Is this a lecture?
I do hope not, as you're going out.
Have you ever listened to any of this music, Hannah?
Well, Mum's got some geriatric albums, and I'll sing some archive film.
Thanks very much.
I've got some very late Buddy Holly recordings, things he made alone in his New York flat, and I guarantee you'll fall in love with Eddie Cochran.
But not right now. Good night, Hannah. Have fun at Caroline. See you in the morning.
Night, Mum. Oh, and if Jason calls, tell him I've gone off him.
Oh, yes, that'll be the day.
Buddy Holly.
Night, Bill. What's something else?
Eddie Cochran.
Isn't it?
Stop ganging up on me, you two.
Never mind, Bill. There ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Bye.
She knew about the records all along.
Oh, Bill, don't look so shocked. She was just teasing you. That's what makes women so fascinating.
Maybe. Baby.
Stop it. Why did you bring these records?
Well, I thought they might provide a little musical accompaniment while I press my suit upon you.
Press your own damn suit. I wouldn't say that Summertime Blues or Rave On are likely to send me floating off into transports of delight. You got any Lionel Richie or Barbra Streisand?
Good heavens, they're not in the same class. I grew up on Buddy Holly.
Yes, well, if you're thinking of recapturing your lost youth, maybe I'd better get into my bobby socks and ponytail.
I've got a better idea. It has got to stop.
Hardly started.
You told me you slept alone.
It's true. Ish.
Faith, the dog cannot sleep on the bed.
Actually, he usually seems to sleep quite well.
You know what I mean.
I thought you liked dogs.
I love them. They're wonderful. I just don't like this one accompanying us in the heavy breathing department.
That's very discreet.
Well, can you imagine going shopping for our new bed?
What new bed?
Now,
This is not the time for a discussion. Since you ask, I don't feel a chiffon four poster is for me.
I see.
Anyway, can you imagine telling the salesman that we need a strong mattress because it's for three and one is unusually hairy?
Oh, I've got cramp, Bill. Quickly, please, rub my leg. Oh, Bert, I think you've squashed it. Oh, yes. Oh, dear, that's better. Well, you see, I only let Bert sleep on the bed for company. After the divorce, I felt sort of lonely, and he's very comforting.
He's also bloody heavy. Most people choose a nightlight for comfort, a teddy maybe. Why do you have to choose a four-stone gun dog, my love?
They're nicer than cats.
They're bigger.
Oh, he's looking at you adoringly.
I've never liked an audience. Even when I had to do the Gay Gordons with Barry McCall at country dancing lessons, I got so embarrassed, I hid in the sick room when we had to give a display. I missed the prize giving.
It's your fault for going to an old boys' school. I tell you what, you lie down. I've got a little prize for you.
I'm serious, Faith.
And I'm serious too, darling.
I mean about the dog. We can't have proper relations.
Oh, spit it out, Bill. Do stop hiding behind euphemisms.
All right. We can't do any courting if our legs are pinned down by a comatose canine.
Pass me the dictionary before you say another word. Okay, all right. All right, he can't stay here.
He can go downstairs, then?
Absolutely. Who's going to tell him?
Oh, don't be crazy, Faith. He's an animal. Call of the Wild, Nights Under a Frosty Moon.
He's not used to roughing it.
I'm not flinging him out on the compost heap. I'm just going to shift him down onto his designer dog blanket in the kitchen. Oh, what the hell have I stood on?
Oh, that's his bone. Oh, come on, Bert. Good boy. Look, you pull and I'll push. Come on, boy. Down. Get down. Move. Oh. He's counting. It's his only trick.
Stop whispering in his ear. Well done. What did you say?
Orchids, actually.
That wasn't terribly sensible, was it? Now I was expecting a midnight trot around the park.
Well, it's the only way to get him off the bed. Unless you fancy opening a tin of dog food. Anyway, it's worked. Oh, he'll forget about me.
Bert? Yes. Out. Stay. And take your bone as well.
It's the dog.
And there was me thinking it was a 4-foot mouse with blocked sinuses.
You'll have to shut it in the kitchen.
I thought a 5-year-old dog would be able to understand the simple command, stay.
He's only just learned sit. We don't allow 4-letter words in this house.
Fine. Okay. I will just take him downstairs then. I am trying to be nice about this, Bert. Now, get in your basket. Good boy. Look, I know I'm the newcomer in this family, but I do love your mistress. And my mistress? Oh, stop looking at me like that. The thing is... Oh, thank you. That's a very nice paw. The thing is, we've got to have a bit of privacy.
Oh, hello, Bill. What are you doing?
Talking to the animals.
Has Mum run out of conversation?
It's too complicated to explain.
Oh, don't worry. I get the picture. I know about Bert's sleeping arrangements.
What are you doing back?
Well, I didn't mean to disturb you. I was just going to sneak in and borrow one of your records. Caroline's dad got quite nostalgic when I told him about your Buddy Holly stuff, and I didn't think you'd mind.
Help yourself. On the table.
Oh, thanks. What's this? Asparagus?
Yes, we're having it for supper.
Eating in bed? I'm only allowed to do that when I'm ill.
Actually, it's not all it's cracked up to be. There's never anywhere to put the salt.
Well, have fun anyway. Thanks for the record. Bye.
Bye. Now, come on, Bert. Don't look at me like that. Oh, come on, please. Do me a favour.
Who is that?
Oh, for God's sake, I wish you and your family would stop leaping out at me. It was your daughter. She wanted to borrow one of my records.
A likely story. She wanted to see what was going on.
Well, I was talking to the dog at the time, so I imagine that will slightly confuse her view of adult relationships.
What's that?
asparagus for the second time in 5 minutes. I was just about to cook it for you as a surprise.
Oh, great. I'll go back to bed and prepare my surprise, Bill.
Mmm. Bill, that was delicious.
Ooh, it was rather fine, wasn't it? I know a little man in the market who... Ow! Ow, put me down, woman. I realise it's supposed to be an aphrodisiac, but you give me indigestion. Don't answer it.
Right.
Don't answer it. They'll go away.
Okay. It might be important, Bill. One of the children might have had an accident.
Unlikely.
I'll have to go.
Thought you might. But at least try and look a bit fragile. You can't go bounding downstairs in your dressing gown at 8 o'clock in the evening looking radiant.
I'll put on my bad cold look.
What the hell? I don't believe it. Yes. Yes, this is Hannah's house. No, she's out. Can I take a message? Jason, no, she did say something. What was it? Oh, yes, she's gone off you. Don't mention it. No trouble at all. Bye. Oh, where the hell is she? What's going on?
Well, I think it's time to take my medicine. See you next week. Oh. Sorry about that. Well, I had to fill in the pool's coupon.
Expecting anyone else? The insurance man? The vicar?
Could be. Meanwhile, let's make the most of the peace and quiet. Come here, let's grab this moment while we can.
Now, hold on a minute. Let's take our time.
Why?
Because I want our lovemaking to be a voyage of discovery, not a 31 bus to the chip shop.
Oh, I don't know. I've had some fun on top of a bus.
I need to get back in the mood.
Do you want me to put on some Buddy Holly so we can start jiving?
It's not good for my health, you know, being interrupted.
It's not good for mine either, but I'm not making such a big deal about it. Here, let me rub your back and calm you down.
No, get off. No. Oh, that's very nice. Oh, you're very good at massage, Faith. Have you been practicing?
Yes, on your ego, my love. I'll ignore it.
Good.
Should.
Yes.
But what if it's urgent?
What could be urgent?
Hello?
I knew it.
Faith, I'm sorry to ring, but I'm glad you're at home. I thought with Joe over here, you might be out on the town.
Actually, I'm in on the duvet, Jill. Any problems?
Well, you know I wouldn't ring unless something was up.
There hasn't been a fight, has there?
No, nothing like that. I think he's got a temperature.
Oh, no. Much of one.
Well, I'm not sure the actual degree, Faith. But I knew you wouldn't want him away from home if he wasn't well.
No, of course. Do you want me to come and pick him up?
Oh, no, it's okay. Clive's on his way to a Rotary meeting. He'll drop him off for you.
Thanks, Jill.
I am sorry.
So am I. But thanks again, Jill. I hope Stephen doesn't catch it. Bye.
Bye.
Damn and blast.
Joe's coming back.
You guessed.
What's up? Has he wrecked the house?
No, not this time. He's ill.
Oh, damn and blast.
Find your own expletives.
That's the end of our night of trembling passion, then.
Oh, don't be so defeatist. He'll come home, I'll slap him into bed with a hot water bottle, and Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle?
Yes. We can pick up where we left off.
We've left off so many times, I've forgotten where we started. Why am I here? Did I come to read the meter? That'll be the doorbell. I've heard it before somewhere.
I won't be a no. Oh, you do look grotty. Thanks, Clyde. Come on in, Joe.
I'm really cheesed off, Mum. We were going to watch this great video and then I felt funny.
Come on, let's get you to bed. Do you want anything?
No, I'll be okay. You will too?
No. I was just having an early night.
Oh. Where did you get that funny night dress?
It's not a fun... Never mind that now. Come on, do you want a drink?
No, thanks.
I'll take you upstairs then. Bye-bye's time, eh? Do you want a cuddle?
Mum, it hasn't affected my brain, you know. Stop talking soppy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jo. Would Sir like to relieve himself before retiring?
What?
Oh, he'll be okay in the morning.
But will we?
What do you mean?
Nothing really. It's just that I don't think I've had such a disturbed evening since I had a meal at the curry house under the viaduct.
Now then, where were we?
Well, we'd passed the daughter, the dog, the pool's man and the feverish offspring. In my book, we have not yet passed go. There are obviously certain rules to be observed in a courtship in a household which is about as tranquil as the last night of the proms. The first rule is, let's go back to my place. Faith? Faith? Oh, wonderful. That is really wonderful.
Mom?
Oh, no.
Your mum's asleep.
What are you doing here?
I'm, keeping your mother company. What's up?
Feel hot.
Well, come on, get back to bed. Now then, let's wipe your face a bit. Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah. Are you staying the night?
Well, hello, Bert.
He likes coming upstairs. He never used to be allowed. He sleeps on Mum's bed sometimes.
And, does he? Now, to help you get to sleep, I'll tell you a story.
Oh, Bill, I'm much too old.
Oh, give me a break, Joe. I'm learning about family life. Now, the three bears came back from shopping.
Bill, this is really embarrassing.
And the baby bear said, who's been eating my porridge?
Oh, what?
And the daddy bear said, never mind the porridge. Where's the damn video?
That's a good one.
You feel any better?
I'll survive. Please don't tell me any more stories.
Okay. Good night, Joe.
Night.
Faith, why didn't you tell Joe I was sick? Good grief. You don't waste much time, dear Bert. Talk about dogged persistence. Now... shift over a bit. Oh, move. Yeah. Oh, what the hell, I give up. Time to cut your losses, Bill. Come on, get up my socks, Bert. Okay, you win. Just give me back my tie. Oh. A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, and then forever. Had we never loved so kindly, had we never loved so blindly, never met or never parted, we had ne'er been broken-hearted. Oh, bloody dog's bone. In this house I can't even depart in peace.
At least I can have the last word.
In Night Moves, you heard James Bolam as Bill, Linda Bellingham as Faith, Kelda Holmes as Hannah, and Mark Denham as Joe. Jill was played by Moya Leslie. Second Thoughts was written by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, and produced by Pete Atkin.